we need to create a generation of trust and inspiring leaders and get away from the command and control leadership with a generation that's coming up that is much more socially conscious and responds much better to support.
Welcome to the Veterinary Leadership Success Podcast, the show for veterinary practice owners and managers who are eager to become the leaders their teams deserve. I'm your host, veterinarian and leadership expert, Dr. Dave Nicol, and each week I'll be diving into important topics from the world of veterinary team leadership. In these short, sharp, and punchy episodes, I'll share my insights, experiences, and practical tips to help you navigate the challenges of leadership in the veterinary profession. Whether it's head in the clouds vision casting or in the trenches leading for performance, we will cover it all. As an owner myself, I understand the unique dynamics and demands of running a successful veterinary practice, and I'm passionate about empowering you to create a workplace where people and pets can thrive. So if you're ready for your weekly leadership fix, let's dive in to this week's show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Veterinary Leadership Success Show with me, your host, Dr. Dave Nicol. On today's episode, I'm joined by the wonderful, righteous, deeply experienced, to whom I genuflect benevolently, Dr. Peter Weinstein. And we are going to discuss our favorite three leadership books, with a caveat that this is highly situational, context influenced, and subject to change. So it's our current three favorite leadership books that we want to recommend. And we're going to give you the title, a very brief synopsis, and why we've chosen it. So Peter, I'm going to invite you to go first with book one.
Well, thank you, Dave, and thank you for the opportunity to continue to have my residence here at the Sphere, known as your podcast. And there are so many great leadership books. I'm a huge sports fan and follower.
Oh, no, it's got my attention.
One of the greatest leaders in sports was John Wooden, basketball coach for UCLA in the 60s and 70s. At that point in time, he was a farm boy from Indiana, and he became a basketball coach, I believe, at Purdue before he moved to UCLA, where he took a college basketball team to, and I used to know the numbers off the top of my head, like 10 championships in 12 years, a number that will never be accomplished again the way college sports are from that standpoint. And he has written a number of outstanding books on leadership. And I would just go with Wooden on leadership as a place to start. But I do think that coaches or managers in sports are good metaphors or analogies or whatever the correct terminology is for veterinary medicine, because veterinary medicine is a team sport and it's all about bringing those people together. So I would suggest, number one, anything written by John Wooden, W-O-O-D-E-N. You can start with Wooden on leadership. He also has a great triangle of leadership and success. And I can't say enough great things about John Wooden. Okay, back at you.
All right, I'm going to kick off with Conscious Business by Fred Kaufman, who I think, and I'm going to encourage the audiobook version because he narrates it and he's got the most wonderful voice and accent. And it is, I think, for me, the Bible. It was completely transformational for me, who came from a background of very sort of directive leadership, you know, telling people, leading by the example of working hard and driving and driving and driving. A high results, high task focused, but sometimes at the expense of people focus. And Conscious Business just actually helped me. My early examples in leadership were of poor, perhaps older style leadership that wouldn't be terribly effective, particularly not in veterinary medicine, and were quite damaging, I think, to relationships I had with people and to certainly the relationship I was having with work. And Conscious Business didn't change that, but working with a very inept leader gave me I just described the opposite of everything this individual did. And I thought, wow, that's actually a really good definition of leadership I've arrived at. And I started with the concept of anti-leadership. And then I read Conscious Business and I thought, wow, I wish I had this book right at the start. this would have transformed everything. I'm not sure I was ready for the lessons of it because it felt a little bit woo-woo, but actually when I read it now, I'm like, wow, this is just amazing. So Conscious Business, Fred Kaufman. That's my book number one. Back at you.
I'm not sure that this book is actually a leadership book, but I think because it focuses on communication, and communication is so important in the leadership realm, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. The book's 100 years old and still as applicable today as it was 100 years ago. The stories may seem a little bit old, but the messaging is spot on. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I probably read it once a year or listen to it once a year, and it has definitely helped my communication skills and understanding of people, which is really what great leaders do as well.
Nice. I've heard other people put that book. And do you know what? I've never read it.
Oh. No. Well, you should have read it before Conscious Business there, because it definitely helps soften and sand off some of the rough edges from my standpoint.
Are you finding it impossible to carve out time for leadership tasks in your veterinary practice? Do you feel like you're always putting out fires instead of leading your team? Well, if so, you're not alone. Many practice owners face the uphill challenge of balancing clinical work with the constant demands of leadership, frequently leaving little time to work on the business, leaving you spinning your wheels, working in it. Well, the Veterinary Leadership Academy is here to help. Our program is designed specifically for busy practice owners like you. We teach you how to make the time, streamline your operations, delegate effectively, all of which creating space for leadership tasks that drive growth. Oh, and you might just see your family a bit more too. We've got weekly group coaching sessions, practical training, tasks, toolkits, everything you need to get on and stay on track. The course is online, accredited, and ready for your application. Visit drdavenicol.com/veterinary-leadership-academy to learn more. Stop letting time slip away and start leading your practice with intention. Visit drdavenicol.com today to find out more.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. All right. Book two from me is Turn the Ship Around by David Markey. And I love this book because two things. Firstly, there was almost a duality in the narrative style of the book. So there was very much a narrative style where he tells stories about things that were happening on a submarine. So David Markey was assigned a submarine captain to the worst performing submarine in the US Navy. And it was basically a doomed mission, probably expected to fail. And he achieved remarkable success in a relatively short space of time. He was given a vanishingly small window of opportunity to make change happen on this boat before it sailed and moved into active duty. And he was written off, and so I think that probably contributed to him having to do things differently. And the book is a collection of stories that illustrate deeper leadership lessons that he applied in what might have been considered a hopeless situation. There's certain analogies with how people feel in veterinary medicine for that. I love it because it's such an easy to read book, and the lessons are not, they are profound, but you don't have to reach for them. They really come to you, and he narrates it very, very well. Such deep takeaways. So absolutely adore that book. Turn the Ship Around by David Markey. Book three from you, Peter.
So I went through a number of thought processes looking at number three. I wanted to say anything by Simon Sinek.
Okay.
And then I wanted to say anything by America's leadership guru, John Maxwell.
Okay.
Especially 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. But then I thought of a book that I read about 2 years ago. And it's written by Stephen M.R. Covey, the son of Stephen Covey from the Seven Principles. And the name of the book is Trust and Inspire. And it's all about leadership that is not command and control in a generation that we're at right now, that is much more motivated by being creative, collaborative, and having their full potential thought through and supported. So we need to create a generation of trust and inspiring leaders and get away from the command and control leadership that got us through the Cold War and probably through a good portion of the last couple of decades, but with a generation that's coming up that is much more socially conscious and responds much better to support. Let's go with Stephen M. R. Covey, trust and inspire.
I like this. All right. I'm going to take it in a slightly different direction for my book three, and that is take it to the more 40,000 foot view of the role of leaders. And I'm going to go with blue ocean strategy.
Good choice.
Because it's so nerdy. It's probably far too nerdy for what most veterinary practice owners need. But there are some super important frameworks in there that will allow you to understand how to look at a market that is congested, full of competitors, and it's very hard to see where you might be able to carve out a competitive advantage, and reframe it by asking several simple questions and using some simple techniques to look for areas where you might be able to create some market advantage. So it's more for the nerdniks out there, but I think strategy is one of the big important jobs of leaders. And rather than just eat, sleep, vet, med, repeat your way to your retirement and grind it out, if you can find some blue water, then it's more fun, it's more profitable, more exciting. And I think that book would give people some good insight, and it's a good one to go back to and dip into and review things whenever you're thinking about making strategic decisions or trying things out. So Blue Ocean Strategy. I can't remember the author. Can you remember the author?
No, but I could look it up, but you know, they can Google it.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Two self-promotions. Number one, David Nickel apostrophe S, chapter in Vet Clinics of North America, March 2024, on leadership.
Thank you, sir.
And then,
well,
and you know where I'm going.
I see where you're going, and I'll go there for you, and I'll go there willingly. And actually, when you say it out loud, I'm like, yeah, that probably should have been on the list in the first place, really. And it's not, because I almost don't think of it as a leadership text, but it is essential reading, and it's entirely appropriate to give it a plug. If you've not heard of Michael E. Gerber, and you are involved in running a business that you wish to be in some way controllable, sustainable, replicable, repeatable, and not dominate your entire life, then where have you been hiding? He wrote The E-Myth and republished reprint version of E-Myth Revisited. And full disclosure on this, I saw him writing this for other analogous or niches. And I thought, damn, I might reach out to him and do that book. And then the man sitting opposite me right now, Peter Weinstein, actually did do that. So took the leadership mantle, you know, grasped the bull by the horns, and did do that, and did write the book. And I'm glad you did, because you did a far better job of it than I would have done. And so there is an E-Myth Veterinarian available out there, which is absolutely brilliant. I'm an audiobook nut, so I have a wonderful signed copy from you, of course. But I also have the audiobook version. And it's terrific, particularly for diving into systems and processes, which we badly, badly need. So I think that's valid self-promotion.
Thank you, my friend. It's always a pleasure.
Pleasure's always. These are great. You always go for food for thought. More books on the reading list.
There you go.
Blimey. Gonna have to make some time for that. All right. What are your favorite books in leadership? I am curious. Please let us know. Either in the comments, if you're on a platform where you can leave comments, or you can share that on your socials. And of course, if you're enjoying the show, please share that with your network or anyone you think could benefit from some leadership insight. We'd appreciate you doing so. So from myself and from Peter, it's cheery bye for now. We'll see you in the next episode. Well, I might. I don't know if I'll have him by, but
cheers.
So that wraps up today's episode of the Veterinary Leadership Success Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, it would be most appreciated if you would leave a review on iTunes and tell your friends in veterinary medicine all about us. Until next time, from all of us here, be safe, be well, and be happy.